Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bruno Mars, he is playing a sold-out show at the Oracle Arena on November 3rd. Oh, God, I love this one. To say that I was wrong. Nice, Bren. It's too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. You can see it live November 3rd, the Oracle Arena. It is completely sold out, but we've got your hookup right now. 800-400-3697. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, and 5. Call now. Be calling number 97, 800-400-3697. Bruno Mars tickets. The things I should have done when I was your man. All the things I should have done when I was your man.
Man.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a lot of these here this morning. These are your comments, and we love to let you be heard. We read them all. We don't get them all in the air, but we do read them all. 510 says, hell, I'm almost 25 and I hate my job. Yeah, I mean, no one wants to work. Even people who love their job don't want to work. Well, maybe they do, but I mean, I love my job, but...
But man, it sucks.
If I hit the lottery tonight,
right?
I mean, yeah, 3 a.m. wake-ups
are thinking to do.
Over.
We'll be doing your afternoon show. Jane, you're doing mornings. We won the lottery. We'll be doing our shows from our various homes in Hawaii, Sonoma, or wherever we wind up.
Anyway, hell, I'm almost 25 and I hate my job. Yesterday I got accused of stealing someone's lotion. Yes, that's right, lotion.
Oh.
And by the way, I didn't steal it. Someone else gave it to me because they thought it was theirs. Oh, because I thought it was theirs. And apparently it wasn't. This is my life. That's nothing. That's not a thing.
Don't worry. It's okay.
You're fine.
Just wait till someone eats something of yours out of the refrigerator. Then you'll be pissed.
415 says, yes, Truffle Man sells chocolate truffles infused with whatever it is that makes you high in pot. Only eat a quarter of one. I ate a whole one and thought I had bricks on my feet and thought bushes were going to attack me. No bueno.
No.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like a bad trip. Bushes.
408 says, yes, you could buy a pack of 20 pre-rolls.
Oh.
Well, my little teen heart would be all aflutter.
I know.
A
it's
whole
just
pack
it's 30
of
years too late for us, Vinny.
408 says, he's very highly rated. I see what you did there, Bryn.
Jane says, gotta change my alarm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Yep. I can't wait to win the lottery tonight. It's going to be great.
Those truffles are delicious, but maybe you shouldn't blow up his spot, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn.
Oh, my bad. He's super popular already, it seems.
Truffle Man is the best. So hot, too.
Oh, is he hot?
Don't forget Coconut and Rum Machete Man, too. That doesn't sound good.
Oh yeah,
that
there's
must
that
be
guy.
Delicious.
What's that?
He probably lops off the top of a thing, pours some rum in it.
Bunch of coconuts, real coconuts, and he pours rum
nice.
In there and
like
gives
that.
You a straw, and there you go.
Wow.
People walking around
right there in the park?
Yeah, there's so much going on there. There's half-naked people all the time.
They have police officers there, right?
And the police officers are
super
cool.
Because there was like a shooting there.
Oh, yeah, recently.
Just a month ago.
Yeah, I haven't been there since
I don't even think it's been a month.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but the cops out there are usually really just relaxed, you know, as long
as
nobody's...
Well, city cops are pretty relaxed in general.
They got other stuff to do.
They just...
Right.
They've seen it all.
They can't run everybody in.
Nope. Just wait till someone, you know, really gets in someone else's face, and then we'll work on it.
My first day, I broke my neck. Every direction was something going wrong. I finally realized you gotta let a lot go.
Need a truffle. Relax.
This is a long one. I better not do it. What about the impact of Salesforce building will have on traffic? Yeah, there's all the building. Yeah, you're right. Yesterday, it took me an hour to go 3 miles in San Francisco. Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's rough.
What day was it? I went to go get the tickets for Outside Lands, and I found myself, I just had was snaking through.
We could go Thursday?
And every turn where I saw trouble, I was turning, oh, more trouble! Oh, more trouble! Just kept trying to snake through, and there's just construction everywhere.
Yeah, forget self-driving cars. We need flying cars.
Or we need
I'm sure that'll go smoothly.
I mean, when are we going to be done?
Right. Never.
Never. They'll never stop building. It's always something. People got to work.
Yeah.
People got their ideas. They buy an old building and fix it up, make it new.
And sell it.
Yep. Oh.
Yes, a snake, because T-Swift is a slithering snake who plays a victim, but who is actually a predator. When Kim exposes her, all her followers started commenting on Taylor's Instagram and Twitter posts with nonstop snake emojis.
Mm. What's that with the R?
It's pre-rolls.
Oh,
it's like a cigarette pack.
Oh, that's on a pack. I thought that was a phone with an R.
Oh, I would love to roll that up in my sleeve and just walk around.
It says sativa on it.
Oh, yeah. Pull out a doobie and just light up there on a street corner. What are you doing? Smoking. What are you doing?
Can I bomb one?
No, but you can take a pull off. Wait a minute.
Let's have a look at that now.
You know me so well, huh? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, if you give him one drag, you have to give him the whole thing, so.
Right.
I don't want that back. It's okay. Keep it.
Anyway, people are, got to the point where, that's more Taylor stuff.
Taylor Swift stuff.
The dragon's names are Drogon, Viserion, and Rhaegal. Drogon is named after Khal Drogo, and the other two are named after her brothers, Viserys and Rhaegar. Oh my God, Hooman. What was your dream job that your lifestyle allowed you to pursue? Directing and putting out movies? Nailed that one, huh? It's a 650.
You got me.
He does have that movie in his back pocket. He could pull it out at any time.
Netflix, I hear, has been calling him like crazy.
Come on, Netflix. We got a movie for you.
They're busy.
It would be big here. I mean, people would be like, we're totally watching that. Olive, the movie.
Happy hump day, morning family. Book recommendation for you. All Are Wrong Today's. Super fun read. I finished it last week and I'm still sad it's over. OFOC.
Yeah, I read that.
You did?
It's excellent.
You loved it.
I did love
What's it.
What's
it called?
All Are Wrong Today's or Tomorrow's, something like that. It's just great. I loved it. It's a hard one to recommend, though, because it is a time travel book. And I find that there are certain people who are like, I reject all things time travel. But it's just so interesting. It's just really well done.
Just got back from the total eclipse in Idaho. Even though if it's 99% covered, it is completely different than a total eclipse. The total eclipse in person was indescribable.
Oh.
Bragger. I just got my son his new soccer outfit, says 510.
Oh, fun.
The joints you buy in Dolores Park are always super bad, almost all tobacco.
Oh. Well, now you know, Bryn.
Knowing is half the battle.
The more you know.
650 says, I hate Hooman, but I agree with him too.
Oh. I wonder what that was about.
It was about his
job
thing. Oh, the job thing.
Yeah. Follow your dreams and blah blah blah.
He's single, blah blah blah. Free as a bird.
Well, he's right in that you did have to sort of set your I know people get caught or make mistakes or whatever, and I don't like calling a kid mistake, but I mean there were radio DJs who I was learning to radio DJ with who had a kid and couldn't move.
Yep.
And they had a kid with someone who they weren't with anymore. So they really couldn't leave unless they were going to leave their kid. And so that was...
That ties you down.
That put them in a different position.
Tie you.
Sounds like a mistake to me.
Sounds like what?
A mistake to him.
Well, I mean,
and in radio especially, you have to move.
Yeah.
You got to go where the job is and be willing to do whatever job, especially the first few years, pay your dues, and then make all your mistakes.
Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. I love that song.
Hey, y'all, have you heard Maroon 5's version of Let's Stay Together? It's pretty good. I bet they do a great version.
I bet they do.
I mean, I like the original and have the original in my collection. But if I'm going to hear a cover, I'll take Maroon 5 over Sam Jackson.
Right.
In a credit card commercial. Boo.
One time, President Obama sang just a line or two from Al Green's tune. And I always think about that every time I hear that song. Oh, let's hear this. Yeah, turn the organ down.
I know, it's too much, isn't it? That's too bad.
There we go.
Weather. Happy you're saying.
Oh, that boy can sing, can he?
It's fine. I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, I'll take the original for sure because of that keyboard in the background. I'm making my uvula tickle.
Your uvula.
I literally got goosebumps when you announced the finale title.
The Dragon and the Wolf. Oh, I can't believe this season is over already.
If you want more goosebumps, we posted Michael Bolton doing a Game of Thrones song.
You love that.
No, I don't. I was making a joke.
You love it.
The Michael Bolton? Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
And not just the visuals. The visuals are fine, but I love the way he's singing it.
He gets a lot higher than you think he can.
Yeah. You got that, Brynn?
It's okay. Michael
925 says, did you guys go to Mike Birbiglia's show? Went last night and it was so good.
No.
We didn't go.
You'd
only
love
give us like two tickets or something.
Yeah.
And we're relate like, to it.
We all want
to
go.
Play the very last line he says.
This is the...
Wait, just let it play.
Jesus.
It's so funny.
It's so over the top, this show.
That's
I just
I
wish it would end already.
You
please.
Stop it. Oh my God,
White
I love
Walkers,
that show.
Would you just eliminate the rest of the cast? And the last season, we could just watch you sit there in the snow and blow icicles out of your mouth or whatever.
Oh.
You love it?
I do love that idea.
Oh. Can you add that to me and Rudy's movie review at the end? Thank you.
At the very end?
What
else do you want?
I tell people, hope I don't see you again, but I work in a hospital, says 707.
Yeah.
I tell telemarketers, I hope never speak with you again.
Oh.
Did Vinny just say yesterday's secret show? What secret show? There's nothing on iTunes.
Oh, really?
Vinny, you mentioned a secret show. Why can't I find it, says 707.
Yeah, we did.
It was there
yesterday.
Tuesday. Maybe you need to resubscribe.
Maybe you need to hit refresh.
Yeah, we did one. It was a good one too.
Yeah,
I liked it. I don't remember it really, but
it was a good one.
I remember liking it.
Yeah,
I remember leaving feeling.
We did
like
three or four bad advices.
Three
it was fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Secret Show's a podcast we do in addition to this show.
We'll do one tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna do one tomorrow with Rudy Ortiz, our friend Rudy. Because he's doing a movie review tomorrow.
Yeah.
Patty cakes, everyone. Patty cakes.
Sarah, as a guy, I can tell you we have ball sweat. Probably just as fun as boob sweat.
Oh. Does it run down your leg from your... Because that's the thing about boob sweat is like I was just, you know, I wasn't even all that sweaty, but there was just sweat just pouring down my torso. Like, oh.
From under your boob.
Well, just like from... Yeah, just like... Yeah.
That's not under boob sweat, though, just because the boobs are like...
It just seems like that's where it was all coming from, like, coming from, like, this area, just, like, dripping down the sides.
If you wore
of
a bra, it would probably catch that.
Yeah,
sweat.
Probably. My bra would get all sweaty.
My husband broke his ribs riding a skateboard with our daughter. My other daughter yelled from her room... Dad fell down in front, and he isn't getting up.
Oh, no.
Even the doctor at the ER told him he was too old to ride skateboards. 707 says, Vinny, 54 and still riding. Started at 12. Yeah, I mean, for me, even though I hadn't ridden for a long time, I've been riding skateboards my whole life.
Yeah.
So it clicked as soon as I got back on the thing in the park. It's
and
just that I
can nail that.
I went
I
a little too
that
far.
Trick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The problem is, we all ride things our whole lives, right up until we have that accident where we can't ride them anymore.
Right. Well,
it's not like when you're a kid and you fall off a skateboard and the next day you're at 100% again.
The weirdest part of that fall, it goes back to being a kid, is that I've had all kinds of falls. Nothing has ever ended up being chronic for me, and the shoulder's never going to be the same.
Right.
Even if I go get surgery.
And that's not even the part you thought you hurt.
Right, I thought I hurt my wrist. Well, I did hurt my wrist. It's just that the immediate pain was the wrist.
Right.
Long-term, shoulder.
Oh, people are saying that yesterday's Secret Show got lumped with the regular show.
Oh,
it's in the wrong category.
Yeah.
I see.
All right.
Can you fix that, please?
Yeah, I'll change the category right now. It takes a second. It's still on your iTunes, though. It's just in your different
Well, but they have to subscribe to the other
That's right, the full show podcast.
Thing. Maybe
My
they
bad.
Don't do that.
Sorry
God,
about that.
Bryn.
650 says, Paul is acting ridiculous. I'm not a fan of this season.
I know, this season is...
Big Brother?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good season. They're all good. It's a good game and everything, but yeah, these people... Ugh.
You know, the thing is, it seems ugly because his antics are... Last time he was on, just all seemed fun.
Yeah.
And kooky, but he didn't win. And it's clear this season he's being a little more serious about getting the win.
He's kind of obnoxious
and
cocky.
It's tough to watch him manipulate everyone, and it works. You'd think one of them would turn around and go, bleep you.
You would think one of them
Back
would.
Back off, dude.
But none of them do. And they're all like in hero worship mode with him. Like, his name never even comes up. He doesn't get put on the block as a pawn. You know what? He should win this year just because he's the only one who's really got a clear view of the game and is making moves.
Yeah, he ran the show.
From day one.
We mentioned the marathons that run here in San Francisco that cross the Golden Gate Bridge. They're in the process of deciding, the people that decide things, whether or not that should continue, as we've now seen terror attacks by use of van.
Vehicle, right.
I've run both races multiple times, and I always wonder and worry about the cars. There's never been a barrier protecting the runners. That was one of the suggestions in the paper article in the Chronicle today was, maybe the race organizers have to put up a barrier and then take down the barrier.
Right.
All right. I only run if someone's chasing me.
Yeah, that's my motto.
They do shut down the lane during these marathons. The traffic is bleeping you off. Oh, I can say flipping you off. And yelling at you as you run. It's super fun.
Oh, my God. It sounds super fun.
Happy birthday to Jennifer. She turns 43 today.
Oh, happy birthday,
Jennifer. And we'll end on that,
Jennifer. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back to say goodbye.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for being here with us on this fine hump day. We're going to be watching Big Brother tonight. Mm. And then tomorrow on the show is our friend Rudy, who's coming in to review Patty Cakes. Did you see the trailer for that yet?
I haven't seen the trailer for it. I don't know anything about it. It sounds interesting, but I guess there's no major releases, huh?
Yeah, a human was saying August and September are just
dead
months.
Right.
That and like maybe January.
Yeah.
Those are the dead months.
But the movie looks cute.
It looks really cute. I was actually... like all, oh, I gotta see that. Just from watching the trailer, it looked really, really...
Someone wrote in and said the girl who plays the role is an English lady.
Oh, is that so?
And I said, oh, well, one of my people.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
You gotta support
another royal subject.
Maybe I do need to see this.
Maybe you do.
Huh.
I think she plays an American, though, right?
You know, I was trying to think back. I can't remember.
Yeah,
I
she
think
does.
So, though. Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have an accent.
Like
she
a city
has
a good American accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's for sure like a city movie, urban movie.
Union Jack T-shirt. It's the flag.
Oh.
Don't they call that Union Jack?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't it? Oh, no, is the Union Jack the down south one and the I don't know. I think you're right.
We can't
look
jump
it up.
Out without right. checking now, especially since I'm
I
English.
I think it is the union.
If I made a bad reference, I mean, this
and
is going to be.
King of Trivia, don't forget.
Stars and Bars is down south, right?
Those two things have nothing to do with each other. Union and then, Jack.
That does sound right, Bill.
Yeah, the Union Jack. It's a national flag. It's a British flag.
Right.
Come on.
Let me see. Oh, okay. I had no idea that's what it was called. I learned something new every day from you, Vinny.
You're amazing. Thank you.
You're so great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Guys.
Hey, so we will have a great hump day and enjoy tomorrow the big movie review with Patty Cakes, and we'll see you then. And we're doing a secret show tomorrow with Rudy, too. Have a good day.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.